This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to take your fitness to the next level? For 40 years, Fitness Formula Clubs has prioritized upgrades to help you achieve your goals faster. Bounce back stronger with the help of our recovery lounges. Track results along your fitness journey directly from your smartphone with our in-body composition analyzers. Stay motivated with our exclusive group fitness classes. And keep every workout feeling fresh with our newest fitness equipment and technology. Don't settle for ordinary. Step into extraordinary at FFC, Chicago's best health clubs. Visit ffc.com/odyssey to claim your special offer today.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Look, I don't think we should do this, but if you guys really think we should do it, we can do it.
What are we doing?
You guys forgot already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it. We're not afraid.
So a long time ago, I let angry texts get to me.
You responded to one. It's rare that you do that. Someone really pushed your buttons.
They pushed them, and then they tried to push harder.
Yeah.
And then when they pushed harder, it just made me go, what a sad, sad little creature you are. Because they were just like, they basically said, your show sucks and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh yeah, well, your mom sucks. I don't know what I said.
But it wasn't that.
No, but it was, you know what I mean? And then it was somebody who was basically saying that we're no good, I'm no good, or whatever, and then listed all these things that have been said about me or by you guys over the last however many years. And it's like took things out of context and just really said a whole bunch of really mean, horrible things to me about me. Mm. And it's like, man, if you hate the show this bad, why do you know this much about it? Do you know what I mean?
I see, yeah.
But I knew that if I engaged one more time, then we're engaged.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Right. And I didn't.
Oh my God, it's that dun, easy? Dun.
Right. Just talk to the trolls, Aaron. You'll have a ring in no time. No, but like, even before that, I don't remember what happened, but I was just in a mood and I wrote a song.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote the Jealous song.
Yeah.
That has like TX. I got it. Hold on.
Yeah. It charted a little bit, I think.
It did.
Right?
Yeah.
It didn't. Aaron played it once.
Okay. We played it like twice. Three times. I think it was three times.
I don't want to play the whole song, but I have to start. Okay. Here's the song. But I'm gonna scoot to the middle.
Many words when you really don't have a thing to say. Your mama should have spanked you and sent you off to bed. Now it gets to read
everything. Here we go.
Why don't you tell us? Why are you jealous? Tell us why you think you're so legit. Tell
you can hear everybody on the show singing. So recently,
my heart.
I know, with TX Kids, like doing the whole thing. Here's what I wanted to do. My ego is such that I want to hear this part. I want to like tell us why, and then play a little bit of it, and then we read angry texts. I want to like do a feature.
Oh,
yeah.
To me, I can't think of a good analogy, but it's like, I want to take the power back.
Oh, okay.
Like, you're writing these angry texts, and we we either ignore you. We used to block. We unblocked everybody. Did we tell everybody that?
I think we did. Yeah. Yeah.
Or we switched from the old short code to 303-222-5423. Mm-hmm. If you were blocked before,
yeah,
you're unblocked.
It's like a prisoner exchange kind of thing.
It's just like, open the floodgates. Let them all in. So you're unblocked. Everybody on the planet is unblocked right now, including the J-hole who I had an exchange with a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you again.
So we had the idea the other day. Like, I think one of you said it. Aaron might have said it. Go for it. Like, hit us up.
Yeah.
Roast us.
Yeah, come at roast. Us. Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't like it, but my ego is such, I want to hear the song.
Really? You don't like being roasted?
Oh, my God, T-Ack. The fact that when you say something controversial and then I give the text code, you get a face like somebody eating their favorite flavor of ice cream. Like, you have this look like you can't wait for what's about to happen. And I have so much anxiety. I can't.
Why? I think that's different though, because with a roast, it's like, it's funny. Most of the time you actually enjoy the person. Like when you're roasting someone, you care about them, but you're saying something mean, but it's funny because it's true.
But these people aren't going to, like, if we're doing this, you know, they're going to say mean things. But here's the big thing. You two J-holes know they're really coming for me though.
No.
They're not going to come. Aaron?
No, there is. Aaron? Okay, hold on. There is one specific person who on Facebook will comment, I stopped listening when Aaron joined the show, and just constantly.
So did I.
Yeah, same. It's really gone downhill since.
Yeah, you guys still doing a show?
Nope. Okay, so there's one.
Yeah.
But like, come on. What's the ratio? Like, there's going to be 4% Aaron, 7% T-Yak, and then 89% me.
Probably, yeah. But, you know,
no,
we're fine with that. I don't.
We'll open up the roast line and you can go crazy. And then tomorrow or in a couple days, we can compile them.
We gotta collect them, yeah.
Love that.
But I have to not be involved in the sowing, in the reaping of the harvest. Like, I don't want to
see it.
The gathering of.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I'll do that. So if you want to roast us, go to our Facebook or our Instagram. There's a picture. Comment them there. It's called The Slacker Show on Instagram and Facebook. Or text us, 303-222-5423.
But how hard are you going to let them go? Like, what ones are you going to pull? Are you going to do the ones that go for, like, where to be divorced twice? I mean, it's like...
Those are easy. That's not a good roast.
Yeah. It's still a good roast.
That's what's great.
Like, you can't even keep a wife. It's like, right.
Yeah.
I
want ones that go for the jugular.
I don't. Yeah. I want them to say that... I smell like poopy pants. Like, I don't want.
I like it, especially the more clever, the better. That's what I love. My dream is to be roasted. Like, one of my buddies, his older brother, when he turned 30, we had a big roast for him, and I got to be on the dais and take part. It was so fun. It's okay. I love it. So the more, the better.
Yeah.
So if you want to roast T-Hack or Aaron
or Slacker,
and to a much lesser extent me. Any of the socials are 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.